standing in the name of the Minister for Finance. And in the fullness of time, a properly constituted house, not one presided over by the Right Honourable Speaker, will make the decision. Now, out of mischief, the Speaker quoted Article 102 of the Constitution that, and I quote, a quorum of Parliament, apart from the person presiding, shall be one-third of all members of Parliament. He was right. But a quorum is for the transaction of normal business. Maybe statements are being made, no decision is being taken. So that one, that correct number of one-third, can listen to it. When it comes to decision making, it is not one Article 102 that applies. Article 104 that comes into play. You recollect that yesterday the minority leader signals that they are going to invoke Article 104. It was not for nothing. We thought the Speaker knows the fundamentals of the Constitution. Now, what happened today involved a decision of the House. In that case, it is not Article 102. It is Article 104. Plus one. And I read, except as otherwise provided in this Constitution, matters in Parliament, including this one, shall be determined by the votes of the majority of members present and voting, with at least half of all members of Parliament present. The number that the Speaker quoted reflected the entirety of the membership of the minority caucus in Parliament. But assuming that is right, because you have cause to believe that at least two of them were not in the chamber. And yet, out of mischief, they said that 137 were in the chamber. He knows that at least two of them were not in the chamber. Why did he do that? In any event, even if we go with the 137 number, it's still less than one half of the 275 member chamber. So when he puts the question to 137, ab initio, the Speaker ought to have known that that number would not support the decision of the House. So that purported decision is a nullity, doesn't have any effect on anybody. And to that extent, the motion moved by the Minister of Finance has not been lost. It still stands.